You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, hey, good evening. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying a message of addiction recovery through music, news, events and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. You can reach us at rockersinrecovery.com. Find out all kinds of information, different things that are happening, festivals that are taking place, different media that we're putting out. We have some great blogs that are going out, some on a couple on Eric Clapton and one on Bruce Springsteen and depression, some good stuff. Check out the website. Also, check us out each day for many updates, news updates, worthy of addiction, and other topics at Rockers in Recovery Facebook. Tonight we have singer-songwriter Paul Wilson with us talking music and recovery, and great guy, been with Rockers in Recovery for a while now. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, John?
Great, man. Thanks for being on. Thanks for being a part of Rockers in Recovery. And want to find out a little bit more about what's happening with Sobriety Unplugged. Can you tell us how Sobriety Unplugged got started and what was the vision behind it?
Well, the way it started was I did an event, and I titled the event Sobriety Unplugged. And then you got with me and said that we should start like another media company or something where we can do venues, smaller venues and treatment centers, other charity events and stuff through Sobriety Unplugged. And so I have a lot of, through Rockers in Recovery, mostly, I have a lot of friends that do acoustic sets. And we kind of put together a group and started the organization. Just recently became a legitimate company and trademarked and copyrighted the logo and all that stuff. And we're looking to do some really wonderful, wonderful events and nice small things in treatment centers and other charities and stuff for homeless and just events like that, through in conjunction with Rockers in Recovery. So it's very nice. It's very cool.
Well, you also had a vision. I think that when you were, we had talked about this for a long time, and you had wanted to do the unplugged sets. You're more of a singer-songwriter. You like being in that round type of thing. Do you really think that was really part of what really set it in place for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely, because it's there's so many people that are singer-songwriters in recovery. They just write absolutely beautiful songs about recovery, about their journey. Anybody in recovery and people that aren't in recovery, just in life, the ups and downs, the struggles and the conquest and the sunshine and the rain, that we all experience in life. And I wanted to have a avenue for those messages to get out, to people, and also we can have a really good time. And like you say, it benefits the person doing it, and it benefits the person listening to it. I have a bigger vision. I talked to you about where I'd like to have a World Sobriety Day sometime, where everybody just for one day would try not to drink or get high and just go to have small music venues all over the country and people go to that. And, we'll work on that and talk more about that, see if it's possible next year, so.
I think that, anything's possible, man. Hey, listen, after been
doing
this since
2011,
anything is possible.
Yeah.
The good news is Paul just celebrated 15 years, Paul?
15 years, yeah, in April.
Wow, congratulations.
16 is coming, so yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit and tell the audience a little bit about you and your recovery.
Well, I was 38, I became homeless. And the next thing I knew, I was 51 years old, and I was dying on the streets of Fort Lauderdale. And through the grace of God and finding the rooms of recovery and like-minded people, and the fact that there must have been a glimmer of hope, because I didn't think I could get sober and that my life would ever change, and it did. And it's become amazing. And so that's the thing that makes it so important for me to give back, because when you come from where I've come and you've seen the grace, you've seen the glory, of recovery, and then you got to find a way to give back. And so when I met you, John, and I kind of knew you a little bit before, my wife had known you before me and stuff. When I met you and asked you if I could be part of Rockers in Recovery, you said I could. And I said, you know, I don't know how good I am as far as music. Or you said it doesn't matter. You know, it's your heart that matters. And I became part of Rocks and Recovery. And it gave me a spot. It gave me a place where I could give back, have a good time, pour my heart and my soul out, you know, the way that I wanted to. You know, so a lot of what I have and a lot of what I do has to do with music, has to do with you, has to do with Rocks and Recovery. And I will, if anybody says it, says different. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel about it. It's absolutely wonderful, wonderful experience I've had throughout the years with you guys. Since 2000, I guess it was 2011 when I came on board. So with you, you know. And I was I was looking for something to do that would I could be happy at, give me a place to do what I do and be able to give back, you know, my sobriety and hopefully and touch somebody else.
Well, you definitely do that. I mean, you I've watched you work with a lot of different people and watch your work with you know, young men and men in recovery, and not only that, but you go out into the community and you give back in a huge way. This past weekend you just did an event. What was that for?
That was called Showering Love. It was for an event for an organization called Showering Love. We were the event was to build a bus for homeless people that are experiencing homelessness, where they have a place to take a shower and wash their clothes on a mobile. Broward County is helping us out in an RV park, and we're doing the venues to raise the money. Right now, 5 minutes ago, I was in this church here in Fort Lauderdale singing to 250 homeless people that are here to be fed. In fact, when I get all done with the interview, I'm going to go back in and do a couple more songs if there's still anybody left, because they only can feed 25, 30 people at a time. So once a month, I come and entertain them while they're waiting to be fed. So it's really cool. It's just another way I get to give back. And these guys appreciate it, especially because I tell them that I've been in their shoes. For 13 years, I was out there, you know.
It's all about giving back, and it's all about the love, Paul.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, you know, and it's just and grace. You know, we're all blessed to be upright and breathing and then be able to live such an abundant, wonderful life. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about what we feel in our hearts when we're able to do this, you know. And that's these guys. I get as much from these guys sitting there smiling. You know, if I can put a smile on their face with a song or a joke or something for 10 seconds, coming out here for an hour and doing this is worth it, you know. If one person's nodding their head, tapping their foot, and smiling to the song, man, it's worth it, you know. When I look up, I see that, and they shake my hand when I walk off the stage, and, you know, and I get more from that than I give to them, you know, so.
Well, that's good stuff, Paul. Paul, we also want to just find out musically. You started playing guitar at like 65. Is that correct?
Yeah, 1965. Yep. I heard Bob Dylan. I heard Bob Dylan's song "Desolation Row." I was 15. I was in a dark spot in my life. Things were going on in my family and stuff that wasn't really cool. And the song hit home to me. And shortly after that, I was out of the house. But I picked the guitar up. I was mesmerized by Bob Dylan, and so because of him, I picked the guitar up. And then, yeah, but then I got married young and raised a family, and then I was, the drugs and the booze was always there. And then at 38, I got divorced and became homeless. And, you know, there wasn't any music or any guitar. There was no music playing anywhere in the world as far as I was concerned, you know, in my world. And then at 51, I got sober, you know, and I got a new life. I bought a new guitar, and the music came back. I started writing again, and I had so much to write about for all the years that I'd been out there, and you know, so. And I write about what I experienced before recovery and since recovery. And so it's very cool. You know, I have a good time doing it, you know, so.
Yeah, well, you definitely, I mean, there's definitely a way for writers like yourself that I've watched over years that you can take painful situations or, you know, really, really incredibly great situations and turn them poetically into some really great music.
Yeah, it's the experience. Some people, I've heard people say, you know, that the worse the experience has been, the better the song is. You know, so it's all emotion. It all comes from the heart. I don't know if I could write a song that I hadn't lived. You know, I don't think I could just write something just off the cuff. Everything I write isn't exactly a true word-to-word story, but it's all benefited and come from somewhere deep inside, you know. And there's a lot of happy songs that I write about. I write love songs now. I wrote my son's wedding song. I mean, how cool is that? I got that, you know. And that's another thing I really need to talk about is my children, just really briefly. I play in a family band. We played Rockers in Recovery last year. It was great. It was like I was playing Woodstock. Hold on a minute here. And it's my son, Chris, is my bass player. My grandson is my drummer. And they're bringing me my guitar.
Cool.
So I got a family band. I mean, it's three generations of Wilsons playing music together. It's just absolutely wonderful. And we actually sound pretty decent. I think they seem to like us and ask us to come back when we play out. So that makes it all even more worthwhile. But, you know, I mean, I had abandoned my children when I left at 38, and you know, and then I came back at 51. They were grown, and so I had wounds to heal, and fortunately, I've been able to heal all of them, and move forward. You know, move forward in life, move forward with my family.
Paul, great stuff. Great message of hope. If you're tuning in today, you can find Paul Wilson on Facebook by going to, it's Paul Stephen Wilson. You can find
Paul Stephen Wilson, yeah. You can find me there. And then there's links to my band pages and stuff from there, too.
Okay.
And my regular website.
And Sobriety Unplugged is actually in the process of being built right now. So in the next few months, you'll have a release for that too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're working on that now. You and I are working on that. In fact, we'll be doing some more work this weekend. And we got Rockers in Recovery coming up in February. Yippee, I can't wait. I love it. So we got to put a plug in for you for that, you know?
Yeah, man, it's going to be a good year. We're looking forward to really carrying a message of hope this year. You know, you got 200 people a day dying across the United States from heroin overdoses.
Yeah.
I work
in a plumbing store, and it's a topic every day, believe it or not, in the plumbing store about the people that come in there know that are dying from the heroin overdoses from the stuff they're cutting it with and the prescription drugs that are being written. And it's a topic in a plumbing store. That's how bad this is, John. I mean, that's how bad this is. I'm talking about rooms of recovery or hospitals. I'm talking about a freaking plumbing store. Okay. So,
yeah, it's amazing how it's really gotten. Of course, in 2017, February 10th, you have Unite to Fight Addiction. It's a Friday night. And then the next day, Unite to Fight Addiction and Love of Recovery Music Festival will be getting together at C.B. Smith Park. And it's open to the public. We ask everybody to come out. If you have an issue with a family member, or you have an issue with a friend or a loved one of any sort, or you just want to be able to get educated on what's happening, please come out to both events. We're not here to sing to the choir. Of course, you know, a lot of people in recovery are there, and you can see the recovery process at work. But the events are really for people in the community to become educated and find out different ways that they can help their loved ones. So, of course, check out everything at rockersandrecovery.com. Paul, I want to thank you for being on the show. We'll have you back again, I'm sure, between now and February. And God bless all you do.
All right, John. Thank you very much for having me, man. And I'll see you soon. This is wonderful.
All right, brother.
All right, man. I love you. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Paul Wilson, great, great, great human being. Thank you for tuning in tonight to Rockers in Recovery Radio. And we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night. Out for now. Bye-bye.